Judge Jeanine Pirro.
She's the outspoken host.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is dominating the headlines right now.
This is the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show on 77 WABC. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Welcome, everyone, to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Happy Mother's Day on this Sunday, May 9th of 2021. What a special day. I hope all the mothers out there listening are getting some pampering and getting the honor that you deserve as the matriarchs and the leaders of our families. And as always, we are armed and ready to serve justice with all my great listeners here on Talk Radio 77 WABC. And all listening to our stream on the WABCradio.com and on the 77 WABC mobile app. I also want to make sure that I hear from you in just a little bit. We're going to be taking your calls right here on the Friends of the Court hotline. You know the number. It's 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. Make sure to give us a call and share your thoughts. You know I always like to hear from you. And later on the show, I'm going to reveal the results of our question of the final. The question pertaining to the ongoing crisis at the border. But there is so much that happened this week. We had a shooting last night in Times Square that involved a 4-year-old who was shot, a 23-year-old tourist, and a 43-year-old woman simply walking around Times Square apparently isn't safe anymore. In addition, this week, the NYPD just cleared the case of Devel Gardner's, his homicide. You'll remember he's a sweet little baby. He was sitting in his carriage, or a stroller, I should say, last summer in the Bed-Stuy section of Brooklyn, and he was shot and killed. Crime in America is overwhelming, and we're going to get to all those topics and break it down for you here on the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Sunday morning show. So later in the show, I will gavel out my closing arguments, and I'll also reveal the new question of the week that you don't want to miss. And I always love your participation in the weekly poll of knowing what you guys are thinking on topics that matter right here in America. And it's all coming up in just a few moments. But first, I want to begin my opening statement. You know, I have always felt that the one thing that keeps America on top is her ability to protect her citizens, whether it's militarily or whether it's as a result of police protecting us. And the number one problem that we are facing right now is that there is a cultural and a societal shift that hearkens the elimination of law and order. I mean, there are people in this country who do not want law and order. And so we are slowly moving from a country that guarantees justice, the rights that are indicated in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and to chaos and anarchy on our streets and the courts and in the country at large. So how did this happen? It happened quickly. It happened quickly because in 2016, when we saw Donald Trump talk about his running to be the law and order president, there were people who took umbrage at the thought of law and order. They didn't like law and order. And I remember thinking to myself, how could you not respect law and order? You may not like it, but you at least have to respect it. You know, when we have law and order, we have the ability to have businesses, to do business, people to come in and feel safe. We have the ability to have areas where people decide they want to raise their children, send their kids to school. And that is the essence, the safety of our family and society at large is the essence of why people move to certain areas and why they move out of certain areas. But when you look at America today, it seems that there's no place that's safe anymore, that even if it was safe, there are people trying to tear it down. And that's what we've seen over the last year with the protest and the burning of businesses and streets and the chaos and the anarchy that's going on the streets. And the groundwork, folks, has already been laid. You've got the those individuals who fought for the elimination of bail. Starting, Chris Christie was one of the first, the governor in New Jersey. He says, oh, you know, we'll eliminate bail. People can come back on their own word. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense, and he should know better because he was a governor and was a United States attorney. But the truth is that when you say to everyone, you know what, we'll just take your word for it, and you can come back for trial, the truth is a lot of them aren't going to come back to trial. A lot of them commit crimes because they think they'll get away with it. And when you get them a get-out-of-jail-free card, they got away with it. And then what happens is the criminal is emboldened, the victim is terrorized, the victim is afraid to come to court, the criminal is walking around stalking, threatening, terrorizing, and in the end, there is total chaos. And then there's no prosecution. And if the bail statute and the elimination of bail across this country under the guise of social justice, it's social hogwash is what it is. What they're doing is they're letting criminals out on a wing and a prayer and hoping they'll come back for trial. I wonder, if you're of the ilk that's going to commit a crime, is your word good enough that you'll come back to court? I have a lot of problems with that, and I have a lot of experience in that as well. And then what we had were the George Soros-funded prosecutors. George Soros is a socialist. He's an anarchist. And he has put money behind prosecutors. The cases that you've heard about across this country where the McCloskeys, remember them? They were the couple in St. Louis who came out of their home as the protesters knocked down a gate that was supposed to secure their area. There was no security guard to be found. And then they started walking on their property and threatening that they were going to kill them, threatening that they were going to live there. They took out their weapons on their own property in defense of their property. I would say reasonably and objectively fearful that something was going to happen. They didn't shoot. They didn't do anything. They just wanted them to pass. And the truth is that the prosecutor, Kim Gardner, the circuit attorney, they're called, in Michigan, she ends up prosecuting the McCloskeys for trying to defend themselves. And the DA in Los Angeles, Jackie Lacey, the same Black Lives Matter protesters are marching on her property, not happy with her, looking to have a George Gascon-funded prosecutor replace her. Her husband ends up taking a weapon, doesn't use it, simply threatens that if they come any closer, he'll use it. He's now being prosecuted in California, and Jackie Lacey, one of the best DAs in the country, is now out of office as a result of the George Soros-funded prosecutors. Even Cy Vance, and we'll talk about him in the next segment, in terms of what's going on in New York City, is part of the problem of prosecutors who, like a guy by the name of George Gascon in L.A., this guy is looking to let people out of jail, people who've already been sentenced. He wants to review their cases to let them out of jail. This guy's a DA. He's not the judge. Where does he get off letting people out of jail? It's not his call. So as we go forward, what we're seeing are the DAs and the no bail statute, and then the belief that these crime spikes are nothing new, that according to de Blasio, we'll just talk it through. And we're facing, I think, one of the biggest crime spikes in this country that we'll see and that we haven't seen for at least 40 to 45 years. And it has to do with chaos and anarchy on the left. We find ourselves in a country where law and order doesn't matter. Law and order is resented. There are people who hate the flag. They hate the police. They hate the Constitution. They want to defund the police. They want police to stand down. They want police prosecuted. And police are frustrated. I want you to take a listen to this one cop and his frustration.
I wake up every morning and kiss my family goodbye. Knowing that there's a possibility I won't come home. I am tired of every time I wake up in the morning, there's someone else polarizing the fact that maybe law enforcement is just not a good thing. All of us are not bad. I am not as they are.
All right. That is a police officer frustrated every morning getting up, not knowing if he's coming home. And what we're going to talk about after the break is crime in New York City. And what is happening in New York City is absolutely shameful and who's responsible. But I want to mention that if you go to judgejanine.store, you'll be able to buy three of my New York Times bestsellers, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, and Don't Lie to Me for $50. That's my website, judgejanine.store. And we will hear from the parents, a grandparent of Devel Gardner, the one-year-old who was shot and killed in Bed-Stuy, and the shooter, one of the members of the Hooli gang that we'll talk about when we come in after the break, is responsible. On 9/11, America vowed to never forget. Since then, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has helped our country honor that commitment through action. And 20 years after our nation's darkest day this year, the foundation is honoring America's heroes and their families with 120 mortgage-free homes, bringing hope when it's needed most to 120 Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. To pay tribute to America's fallen heroes, the foundation chairman and CEO, Frank Siller, is walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and on to Ground Zero. His more than 500-mile journey through six states in 42 days begins August 1st and fittingly ends on 9/11 at Ground Zero. The foundation is also bringing Towers of Light to the memorials at the Pentagon and in Shanksville in remembrance. Help America to never forget. Do good and honor America's heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is dominating the headlines right now. It's the perfect time for a verdict, and you heard it here. This is the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
During this 20th anniversary year of 9/11, help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. A special shout out as well for those of you joining us via our live stream on the 77 WABC mobile app and on WABCradio.com, streaming worldwide. Now, I want to hear from you. Call 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. And I want to hear from you, Alan from Manhattan. Talk to me, Alan. Welcome to WABC.
Good morning, Judge. Great, great,
morning.
Fantastic show. Thank you.
Thanks.
Question. Simple question. What can we do as citizens of New York City to try to bring back the bail laws that worked so well and protected our city?
Great question. And, you know, when we talk about crime in America and specifically in New York, look, yesterday, three people are shot in Times Square. Times Square, of all places. And in Midtown, a guy was stabbed to death last night. And it goes on and on. And, you know, babies. In Times Square, a four-year-old girl who's being taken there to buy toys is shot. Can you imagine what the rest of her life is going to be like when she's outside going for toys? The connection is you get shot with a gun. A tourist from Rhode Island coming to New York. You think she'll ever come back? I mean, this is lunacy. Now, this is how you do it, Alan. The bail, what they did was they eliminated cash bail under the guise of, well, poor people can't pay it and we want social justice and we want social equity and all that. Well, that's great. That's what judges do. You took away from judges the ability to set bail. I used to do it all the time. If somebody had millions of dollars, I'd set the bail appropriately so I could determine whether or not they'd return to court. If someone is not wealthy, you set a small amount and just enough to make sure they'll return to court if you believe they're not going to. Do they have ties to the community? Do they have a job? Do they have family here? Have they committed a crime before? Is this the kind of crime where they're going to, if they can, run? None of those questions are being asked. Here's what you do. You call your state senator and you call your state assembly person. Find out who they are and bombard them. They've got to change the law back to the way it was. And make no mistake, folks, the Constitution allows for bail. It envisions bail. It is a fundamental pillar in the criminal justice system. So don't give me this nonsense that it's not fair. It is fair. What's not fair is when you victimize a human being who chose never to be a part of the system in the first place. But because you're a dirtbag, you decide you want to change that person's life for the rest of their life, and that person's loved ones and families and friends and community. The ripple effect is huge. That Cuomo's, first of all, he's got to go. But whether he goes or not, you've got to get the legislature and all these namby-pamby leftists who are literally allowing crime to proliferate in New York and in the city and across the country. Because where do you think these crimes are being committed? They're being committed in Democrat-run cities. And I haven't even started on Bill de Blasio. But to answer your question, it is the best question. Where do we start, Alan? We take that New York State legislature and bombard them with letters and phone calls that this rescinding of bail is nonsense. Now, can you tell I'm passionate about that one? All right. Jerry from New Jersey. What do you got to say, Jerry, this morning?
Jerry, I love you. I have all three of your books and I have 2 points to make. Point number one, what's going on in the borders is a disgrace and it scares the living hell out of them. The second point I want to make is also not just about the borders, but now the chief knucklehead, the fraudulent, the guy that's the fraudulent president, basically wants to give away the personal property of all our drug companies that worked so hard and did what they did. I mean, the lunatics are running the institutions.
Well, I agree. The nut jobs are running the asylum. But first of all, on the border, you know, if you want to create anarchy, unrest and chaos in the United States, do exactly what Joe Biden and the Democrat mayors are doing. Create a system where people can come in from all over the world through our southern border. Don't wait in line. Don't bother to get a lawyer. Don't bother to get a visa. Don't bother to affirm your loyalty to the United States. Just come in, hate America like the rest of them, and just walk in, get whatever you want in terms of housing, medication, education, and health care. This is lunacy. Now, we know that MS-13 gang members have come through. And then there was terrorists to come through. People are coming through from 141 different countries. This is not just the Northern Triangle of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. All right. So that is a nightmare. You don't think with how many, 500,000 people have come in so far this year, you don't think that we've got pedophiles in there, career criminals, drug dealers, cartels, human trafficking, sex crimes going on? Hey, how about the pandemic? You shut us down for a year. You made me stay home. You made the little guy lose his business, lose his livelihood, lose his dignity and his own self-respect. And you want dirtbags coming in. And I'm not talking about all of them. I want to be clear about that. But 90% of the heroin that comes into the United States comes through that border. And we've got Border Patrol agents too busy changing diapers to be able to see what's going on when their back is turned. This is an outrage. It's treasonous what's going on. Absolutely treasonous. Now, what was the second question? I didn't get that about the drug companies.
The question was that now He wants to give all the, you know, the patents that we got on all these big drug companies, especially the three that are involved with the shots. He wants to give that away to the world free. In other words,
He wants to, he wants world equity. Yeah, he wants to share the shots with the rest of the world. Well, you know what? I think he ought to worry about the fact that, you know, you've got Americans who are still dying of COVID. And he ought to be a little more worried about us. But you see, this is not the Democrat playbook. This is what they do, Jerry. What they do is they want this United States to no longer be a sovereign country with a border. All they want is for us to be a globalist landing spot so that we're no longer great, we're no longer exceptional, we're no longer the power player that we are, and let's just give away everything. Hey, why are we in the Paris Climate Accord? Somebody tell me that. 15% of the carbon emissions are from the United States. 85% are from Pakistan and India and the rest of the world. But I got to pay for them and China doesn't have to pay? Give me a break. All right, let me go to one more. Who else do we have here? Let's see. I mean, this whole topic makes me crazy. Paula from New Jersey. Talk to me, Paula.
Yes. Good morning, Judge.
Morning.
I am so concerned about what you're saying. And I have this concern that what's coming in, you know, is ready-made gangs. People, kids who are 16, 17, 18, 19, they are recruits for all these criminal gangs. They look to them for recruits. And what's coming in is that we're going to have ready-made gangs. They don't know, these are not academics. They don't even know their own language, but they do know how to handle a gun and a knife, and they are immersed in the ideology of their countries, which with gangs literally terrorize the actual residents. Now,
well, and in fact, I must tell you, Paul, that's one of the reasons that the Biden administration says that they're accepting them because they want to get away from the gangs. But here's the bottom line. Many of them are coming for work. Many of them are coming because they're poor, because they want a better life, but many are not. So here's the issue. A lot of these people already have contacts in the United States. The coyotes, the drug cartels already are on social media, and they've got people in the United States connecting to people at the border so that when they bring these young people in, they then are under the thumb of the rest of the cartel that's already in the United States or the other part of the gang already in the United States. They are more organized than we give them credit for. And this is a global operation. This is a decision that was made at a big table somewhere. And Joe Biden is nothing more than, as I've said on my show, Justice, than a Trojan horse. And again, you read my books, Liars, Leakers, Liberals, Resistance, Revenge, and Don't Lie to Me, which are available on Judge Jeanine, or all three for $50. You will be amazed at how this thing has broken down, how the left has been able to commit crimes and not be prosecuted, whether it's by Jeff Sessions or Bill Barr. And yet when the right comes in and the conservatives, they get prosecuted like crazy. I'm just disgusted. I am beyond with this. But I want to, in the next segment, we're going to be talking about, too, Samantha Gardner, who is a mother of six children and a proud grandma of three grandchildren until her world and her son's world were forever changed last July when her one-year-old grandson, DeVell Gardner Jr., lost his life when a bullet hit him. Anyway, folks, I want to really, I want you to pay attention to this now. I want to tell you about an organization that's dear to me. It's called Delta Rescue. And Leo Grillo, the founder, is a very compassionate guy. This guy actually left Hollywood to save animals who were abandoned or born in the wilderness. With so much going on in the world, it's actually refreshing to hear about a guy and his staff dedicated to animals. I love animals. I'm sure many of you do as well. I mean, I've got two standard poodles throughout my life. I've had pot-bellied pigs, Homer and Wilbur, when my kids were little. I actually had pigs. I live in Westchester. I had pigs. Anyway, did you know it's estimated that more than 2 million pounds in animals are killed each year? And there are no numbers for those that are abandoned in parks and in the wilderness. The numbers are absolutely outrageous. But these guys, Delta Rescue, they're not hypocrites. They don't kill. They care for them for life. The staff that works there speaks so highly of the organization, saying the animals are so lucky to live there. They're loved and cared for the rest of their lives, no matter condition. And they're right to life. They don't abort the animals. They let them have their babies and provide them with the best care. They even have an animal hospital on location 365 days a year. And this is a great operation. Delta Rescue relies solely on donations from people like you and me. No tax money comes to them. But Delta does have a tax savings estate plan. Grow your estate while letting your compassion for animals live on well into the future. So from one animal lover to another, I know you're impressed and connected with this amazing organization. Go to deltarescue.org/Pyro today. That's deltarescue.org/Pyro. Thank you.
Tipping the scales when all else fails. The Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. For those with Alexa smart home speakers, you can tune in as well by simply saying, Alexa, enable the 77 WABC skill. Now, my verdict, our question of the week, is coming up here in moments as well. But I wanna preface before I go to my next guest, and we're thrilled to have her, what's going on in New York City. Overall, New York City index crime rose 30% last month compared to last year. Shooting incidents rose 166% in 1 month compared to last year. Sexual assaults and rapes spiked 53%. Felony assaults are rampant, up 35%. In fact, this past Wednesday and Thursday, 14 people were shot within a 12-hour span. Four of those 14 are dead. And in Chicago, over a 7-day period, in the first week of May, murder spiked almost 60%. Philadelphia, murder spiked almost 35%. These are all Democrat-run cities, folks. And they are sitting on their hands, and the chief, as I had on my show last night, there's a chief from Detroit, James Craig. This guy, there's no burning down Detroit, baby. He's got everything under control. He's got his police working with the community. His police respect him. His mayor respects him. He's got him on all sides. This takes leadership. But I want you to hear about the pain, and I first want to introduce my next guest. Samantha Gardner is a mother of six kids, proud grandma of three, until the world changed last July. Her one-year-old grandson, Devel Gardner, I'm sure you've seen his picture on the front page of the newspapers, lost his life when a bullet hit him when he was literally sitting in his stroller at a cookout in the Bed-Stuy section of Brooklyn. Now, please say the shootout was between rival members at a playground, no less, that led to little Devel's death just days before his second birthday. And this week, NYPD, to their credit, best PD in the country, arresting 25-year-old Deshaun Austin, who police say fired the deadly bullet. He's now facing numerous charges, including three counts of murder. And on this Mother's Day, we welcome Samantha Gardner, grandmother to little Devel, to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Happy Mother's Day, Samantha. How are you?
Thank you. Same to you. I'm healing.
Well, you know, I can't imagine what you must be feeling and what you've gone through from the time that little Devel was shot until you heard that someone was arrested. Is there a beginning of some closure?
For the fact that the perpetrators was caught, it's closure there.
Yeah.
as far as not seeing my grandson again, I have a big hole in my heart that it don't even seem that is just closing a little bit. I have faith. I keep God first. And, you know, in due time, I know I'm going to heal. I know I'm, you know, going to get through this. The only thing I have, you know, is just pictures and memories, you know, of my grandson.
Samantha, when you think about it, we hear about people getting shot, but the idea of a baby, it's just so stunning. It's so outrageous. It's horrific. And tell me what was going on at the barbecue? What was happening? Put us there.
Well, I wasn't there personally. I got the call from my grandson's mother, and she said Junior been shot. And I said, what? And I was like, who is this? You know?
Yeah.
And then the phone went dead. And then her sister called me, and she said, Samantha, she said, Junior been shot. And I was like, stop playing. Like, she was like, we are at the hospital. I said, what hospital are you at? And I immediately, you know, got dressed because it was like 11 something at night. And they were just finishing up, wrapping things up, you know, getting ready to go because his family lived right across the street from the park. And I immediately, you know, took a cab. Me and my son took a cab and immediately went to the hospital. By the time I got to the hospital, the other grandmother was there, and she was like, that's him. They taking him to another hospital. They can't work with him. He's, you know, too little. They don't have the right equipment, the proper equipment. So they had to rush him to another hospital, you know, where they, you know, tried to save him.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. When you heard that it was a gang, the Hoolies gang, they're pretty notorious in the Bed-Stuy section of Brooklyn. Were you surprised, Samantha?
You know, I was very surprised because, you know, I didn't know what was going on, like who did it, you know, what was the cause, you know, and I'm like, you know, did anybody, you know, have problems with these guys, for these guys to just come over here and just start shooting in the park, you know, and when I heard it was the Hoolies, and my first time hearing these gangs, because, you know, I'm in and out. I go to work, I come back home, I mind my business, you know, I'm like, these guys who did this don't have a heart.
Yep.
You took a 1.5-year-old baby's life. He didn't get a chance to live, to grow, to go to school, nothing.
Aww.
And
the whole thing is horrible.
It's
horrible.
It's beyond horrible how all these shootings occurring, all these mothers burying their kids. I met the mother of the 18-year-old that got shot in the basketball, you know, just playing, minding his business, you know, and this needs to stop.
Let me ask you, Samantha Gardner, Devel Gardner's grandma, how do we stop this?
Policy changes. Law enforcement need to be back on the street. You know where the gangs be around, whatever street, whatever avenue, law enforcement need to have them there. They need to come out. They need to get together with the community. They need to build a good rapport with the community and you know, let everybody work together.
Yep. Let me ask you this. Now, you know that Bill de Blasio and the New York City Council have defunded the police, and they've got new regulations where, you know, the police are literally motivated to not even go out and make arrests, or else they're going to be prosecuted if they touch the wrong part of someone's body during an arrest. What would you say to Bill de Blasio?
I would say that if it was your grandchild, God forbid, what would you do in this situation? How would you fight for policy changes?
But he imposed the policy changes. He's the one who told Patrick Shea, the police commissioner, to stand down on a lot of the lootings and a lot of the beginning crime that caused the stand down and the emboldenment of criminals.
Well, he's failing the city.
Yep.
And he needs to do better.
Yep. All right. Samantha Gardner, I can't tell you how much I appreciate, all of us appreciate your coming on. Our thoughts and our prayers are with you. The picture of Devel, he was this, it looked like the cutest, sweetest little baby. You know, we are supporting you 100%. And hopefully we'll be able to get some change on some of the bail laws and put police back on the street. We need the street crime unit back. I talked to the members of the PBA, and I did this for 30 years. I got to tell you, this right now is a recipe for disaster. God bless you, Samantha. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. All right. More of your phone calls are coming up right here on the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. And don't forget, friends of the court hotline, 800-848-WABC. And the results we've been waiting to reveal for 3 weeks. We're talking about our question of the week. It's all coming up next right here on the one and only WABC. Now, born from tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation carries forward a legacy of courage and heroism. For the 20th anniversary of 9/11 this year, Tunnel to Towers is helping America's heroes and their families with 120 mortgage-free homes, bringing stability to 120 Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and smart homes to our nation's most catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. In honor of the fallen, the foundation's chairman and CEO, Frank Siller, is embarking on the Never Forget Walk, more than 500 miles through 6 states in 42 days, starting at the Pentagon on August 1 through Shanksville, Pennsylvania, culminating at Ground Zero on 9/11. Towers of Light will shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance again this year, thanks to your support. The words "never forget" require action. Take action now. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Thank you for your support.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is dominating the headlines right now.
It's the perfect time for a verdict, and you heard it here. This is the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11 by donating $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. That's T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. All right, welcome back to Judge Jeanine Pirro, Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. All right, you know what time it is? It's time to reveal our question of the week. Last week we posed this question. Does the root cause of immigration and so people causing the U.S. border, crossing the U.S. border matter? The question was posed based on the continued surge of illegal immigrants crossing our southern border and the hundreds of human stash houses which have been discovered by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents. In fact, just over the last 7 days, Customs and Border Patrol agents seized a duffel bag filled with weapons in the Eagle Pass in Texas. On Tuesday, agents at the Laredo sector shut down 3 stash houses, taking into custody more than 180 illegal immigrants. That should definitely matter. So here are the results. 68% said yes, the root cause of immigration and so many people crossing the southern border does matter. Meanwhile, 31% or 31.8% said no, the root cause of immigration and so many people, why so many people are crossing the border does not matter. So for this week's upcoming question of the week, will Bill de Blasio speak on the shootings in Times Square? Will Bill de Blasio address the shootings in Times Square? Make sure you chime into the conversation and vote. All you have to do is log on to our website at wabcradio.com/tag/web-poll. That's abcradio.com/tag/web-poll. I'll be reading the results of the question of the week next Sunday. I'm dying to know whether he's going to address what happened in Times Square and what he's going to do about it other than talking about it. All right, so let's get back to the Friends of the Court hotline. Let's go to, how about Ralph from Harrison?
Hi, Judge. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Mother's Day. I grew up with a lot of people, and you worked with my friends that I went to Catholic school with in Harrison.
Yeah.
That, Judge, two legal questions that will affect the whole future of the country. One, since they set a precedent by trying to impeach President Trump after his presidency, can we go back and put Biden, just say, and Clinton, President Clinton, Foundation, those kind of people, can you put them back on trial again since they set his precedent?
Well, okay, here's the thing. You know, the Clinton Foundation in particular, Ralph, was the subject of an inquiry, and I went after it a lot on my show, Justice on Fox, investigated by the New York, the Clinton Foundation, which every time they made a mistake that was caught, they say, oh, it was just an error. Yeah, it's an error. So's robbing a bank. That's an error, too. But you know who was in charge of the investigation in the Southern District of the Clinton Foundation? Do you know?
The DA from New York, yes.
It was Jim Comey, the Clinton lover. Jim Comey was the guy investigating it. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that the Democrats fight like hell and they stay together. The Republicans, there's one over here. There's a Ben Sasse over there. There's this one over here. They don't fight well and they don't stay together like the Democrats do. And as a result of that, you're not going to see anybody going after the Democrats. The Republicans apparently don't have the stamina, the ability, or the deep state is just too deep. And that's why I say my three books, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, that was all about Jim Comey and everything that they did with the leaking of the so-called Russia collusion nonsense. And the Radicals and Resistance was about, you know, how they resisted everything Trump did. And the Revenge was when they started hitting the streets. And Don't Lie to Me is the lies that they told us about Joe Biden. And all of those are available at judgejanine.store. They'll give you a definite idea of what I'm thinking. How about Rick from Long Island? Rick, you out there?
Judge, how are you this morning? Judge,
good.
Everything right now, okay, stems from one thing. The media is the driving force with everything that's going on right now, okay? They love every second of what's happening right now between the border, the fights between that's going on between the Republicans and the Democrats, and between Biden and Biden's this and Trump's that. Okay, the media is sucking it up, and they are shoving it down the people's throats. And this is the worst part of the whole thing. It's because
that is absolutely the case. I mean, what we've got right now is we've got look, what's happening in this country could not happen without all of those pillars. You've got the Democrat Party and you've got the mainstream media, and then you've got the sycophants who are part of it. When they join together, the politicians and the Democrats and the mainstream media, then, you know, the Republicans don't have a chance. Look, this thing on Hunter Biden. I mean, they want to investigate Rudy Giuliani for foreign agent registration. What do you think Hunter Biden was doing in the Ukraine and in Russia and everything else? And this guy's writing a book about beautiful things. He's going to teach a class at a university. Now he's writing a sequel. Are you kidding me? This is not the America that my father and my grandfather fought for in World War II. They're canceling us out. They're telling us we can't speak. You're losing our jobs. We can't be protected. The police are told to stand down. They're defunded. They're ridiculed. They're assaulted. They're shot. It is a crime what's going on in this country. And the only thing that we can do right now is look to 2020. I want you to find out who's running for the school board, who's running for district attorney, who's running for judge, who, you know, and in Congress, I want you to make sure you're out there. I want to find out who's your state legislator, assembly, and Senate. You change that bail law. We can change America. It's not too late. Anyway, the media is the media. And we can't, you know what? We got to fight them too. All right. Who do we have now? Let me go through here. I am. All right, Mr. Justin, how are we doing there? Larry, all right. Larry, you out there?
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Go ahead, Larry.
You know, you've worn several hats in your life. You've been a district attorney. You've been judge. It seems to me when you pick on de Blasio, although he's highly culpable, you're picking on someone who's akin to a cheerleader, because way before de Blasio, the district attorneys and the judges, most recently this judge Tara Collins, who hails from the Legal Aid Society, they were activists to get rid of law and order. The district attorney started years ago, maybe in 2016, or probably way before that, they started undercharging punches. People would go around gangs punching people in the face and killing them, and they charged third-degree assault. They were trying to eat, what they've been trying to do is to keep the race issue alive, okay,
yep,
through using crime. And the Legal Aid Society has been a major lobby for the no bail law. Okay, this Judge Tara Collins, who recently released the guy from Riverdale who had 42 charges, including broken glass, she took it upon herself to reverse another judge who used his judicial innovative ability to come up with a reason to put bail on this guy, and she
right, right.
These are
right.
The
I heard about that society. Case. Yep.
What?
I heard about that case. Yeah, one judge used his discretion and his chutzpah and kept the dirtbag in jail. But you see, you're absolutely right. It's the judges, too. Look, it seems to have happened very quickly. But honestly, this thing has been, the seeds have been planted for years. These are liberal leftists, and now George Gascon, George Soros, I should say, is funding them. They've got this DA in California, Chesa Boudin. Now, I started the first domestic violence unit in the nation when I was a young prosecutor, okay? The battered women and abused children were the heart of what my mission was. And this guy in L.A. gets 131 felony assault arrests, all domestic violence, made by the cops, no less. All right? He dismisses 113 of them, and he's still reviewing the rest. I mean, this is an outrage. This is saying we're reversing all of the efforts that we've made. We're looking to have a violent society. We're looking that they want people angry, locked down, controlled, and you're right. We've got judges who are doing the same thing. And it's up to us now to get that bail statute repealed with what they did and to move on. It's an outrage. All right. I thank you for your input on that. It's a nightmare. We're all seeing it. The question is, do we have the wherewithal to do something about it? All right. I just want to remind you that you can find me on Cameo.com. Look for Judge Jeanine on Cameo.com and go to JudgeJeanine.store. You can get all my books. I can't believe we're out of time already. Make sure you join us right back here next Sunday at 11 a.m. sharp for the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. We're going to break down this coming week's political and national headlines as we look to bring you justice and order.